This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How are you?
Good.
So I'm just looking like for you coming into this camp this year, knowing how much you guys built toward the end of last season, the success that you had over the last 2 months, and just having so many guys back.
Oh, it's definitely exciting. As we finish the season on a good note, kind of. Of course, we want to do better than that. That's still not good enough. But coming into camp, definitely, it's exciting, and you can see it in all the guys that they're excited to be here and to put in the work.
So I guess you do a lot of your off-season work in Pittsburgh, which means you're with other players from other teams. Do you sense that other players and players around the league are sensing that the Sabres are a much improved team and coming on, talking to other players?
No, yeah, definitely. Not just players. I've talked to other team coaches that I know, and to be honest, a lot of people say they felt like they're a bit in trouble when they played us. So that's a good thing always to hear after a season or during season when players or some other coaches say that.
Is there a different feel to the camp this year as opposed to previous seasons?
Definitely, as he said, excitement. The guys are definitely excited. I think we have a great group. I think there's a great internal competition kind of for some spots, which I think is great. You can see the guys I thought were going very hard first 2 days, and today to put in work, so there's some spots to be earned.
So it's just knowing that there's a chance you could play center again. Of course, you've done it in this league quite a bit, but in the summer, did you really prepare to possibly do that on more of a full-time basis? And how did you feel last season when you were in that spot again and really just getting used to it?
No, yeah, I did not do anything different in the summer to practice playing center. I've played a decent amount in both areas, and I think both come naturally to me wherever I've been put in. So whatever position I have to play this season, doesn't really matter to me. I feel natural in both.
Usually a team that doesn't make the playoffs, there's a lot of turnover. But with the way you guys finished and played, there wasn't. I mean, the guys competing for jobs in your team are guys maybe you played in Rochester, who are coming up. It's not necessarily a lot of new guys. Do you like the fact that they kind of left the team alone and it's going to be the same guys? I don't want to say picking up where you left off because it's a new season, but, that you don't have to incorporate a lot of new guys?
No, yeah, definitely. I think that's a great thing. I think everyone who we had last year that we finished with, everyone bought in and wanted to be here and did their job that I had to do here. So I think it's definitely nice coming in with the guys It's easier to play with, easier to be in the room, and it's easier just to play.
So how do the same guys do better? I mean, you guys obviously want to and are, improve and do better. How do the same guys have a better season?
I don't know. I think a lot of it is just chemistry off the ice too, just knowing the guy more on a personal level. When you have a lot of new guys, it takes a while to get to know a guy, and by the time you create that chemistry in the room, the season might be already kind of over,
What do you think about just in general team speed and the overall talent level? It seems as high as it's been in a long time.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's as high as it's been. Skill level is definitely over the roof for many guys on this team, and speed too. There's many fast guys. Speed and skill has been definitely at the best that it's been around here.
Given all that you've been through since you've been here, what did it mean to you to have as big of a hand as you had and really building a culture here, and then of course having the success that you guys did toward the end of last season?
No, I mean the team success is that's all that matters to me. Being around here for as long as I've been, to have the team succeed would be the one thing I want. So as I said before, I mean, we finished last year on good note, but at the end of the day, that's still not where we want to be. This is a fresh year, and we have different expectations where we want to be.
What have you seen Tage grow? I mean, he had a great season, but he had a lot of adversity the first couple of years here, and where things didn't go well for him, and he only his goal high was 8 before before he scores 38. Now, where have you seen him grow as a person, as a player?
I mean, since day one I saw him, I knew his skill was not the question about his game. I mean, it was you could see it the first day he had it. And, I mean, just a complete game that he did last year, playing better D-zone, he became much, much stronger player. And I think switching to center helped his game too.
Is there anything from the past that you've taken, that you've learned, that you've taken forward to bring it to this point now with this group?
I mean, I just think it's up to individual guys. As I said, just seeing the guys being excited to be at the camp. I don't think guys are really nervous. It's more excitement that you see, and I think that's a great thing to see.
We saw your tweet about was it a pencil case?
Yes.
No,
I'm very excited. That's growing up. That's the kind of the Sabres I knew was those colors, and that's the only NHL thing that I had as a kid was that pencil box. So I think that's pretty cool. I'll be wearing that.
Where did you get it?
I bought it in Czech Republic. I know that. I remember at a tournament.
Really?
Yeah. I do remember buying it. That was the only thing I had is with an NHL logo.
So it's probably because of Dominic, though.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's many good guys on that team.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks,
everybody. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.